Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Would you like to go see Queen with Adam Lambert?
Heck yeah.
I know.
Oh, remember that one time good. He came in and then we saw him at whatever that club was called, yeah. Starts with the L. He was so good.
Yeah, that was like, it felt like a little downstairs basement show or
it
something.
It was. We've done a couple Halloween shows there in the past.
Yeah.
I don't know, sort of Union Square-ish.
Yeah.
But he was just very sweet, gorgeous.
Yeah.
And just a kind person.
Adam Lambert should
have.
That
was a long time ago.
It was a long time ago. It was. Man, there was another kid who actually won that year, and he had a couple minor hits, but this dude was the runaway winner. Like, mm-hmm. He had to be the winner. It's probably better that he didn't win.
The only thing I saw him do, I think, is he the one that did the Tears for Fears song?
He did.
Was it Harlot?
No,
no,
it wasn't Harlot.
It wasn't Harlot.
It was down the stairs.
It was near Union Square,
yeah,
though, wasn't
and
it?
Like lower level. I feel like it started with an L.
I don't remember the name of the place, but we did do
so
a few
dark
things
down there.
Is it Love and Propaganda?
No.
No.
It wasn't.
Is it, this is him?
Yes, this is him.
Woo!
Is this actually on American Idol?
Is it Infusion Lounge?
No, it's not. Yes,
oh, that's it.
Thank you.
It was
so
Infusion
much.
Lounge.
It was, and he was a lounge something.
He sure is a good-looking kid, isn't he?
Yeah,
he
is.
This looks like Dancing with the Stars or something. What the F is this?
It says right along the top, BBC.
Oh.
Oh.
Strictly Dancing.
Strictly Ballroom? So it is a ballroom thing?
I don't know.
Well, whatever it is, look, he's done 180
Strictly
shows with Queen.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, they're coming to town. They're doing a whole tour this summer. They even said they're like, you know, the movie is really killing it, and we're thinking a tour would be a great
Now's
thing to
time,
do.
Boys.
Now is the time,
boys.
Strike while it's hot.
So you can get a pair of tickets right now. I don't even think they go on sale till, let's see.
Friday,
Friday. Mm-hmm. Yep, at 10 a.m. At LiveNation.com. They're going to be at the SAP Center in San Jose on July 14th. It's called the Rhapsody Tour, and it's Queen with Adam Lambert, and we've got a pair of tickets for call number 9-800-400-3697. Call now, and you can go to the show. We should ask for tickets because, you know, like, I got to go see that. I mean, what am I thinking?
I know.
It has to be done.
Well,
yeah, a couple pairs of those.
I hate to take the day off for a dumb concert.
Maybe we'll.
I mean, not that this is a dumb concert, but any concert.
You know the problem.
I don't want it to wreck my work day.
And we also, you know, we generally speaking.
You know what I'm saying, Vinny? It's just like, that's kind of a poor excuse. I'm an adult. I should be able to handle it.
Yeah, we're old though. You know, we're doing.
Well, you probably could handle it, but something's going to be greatly affected by it. Either you're going to be looking at your watch at the concert,
yes.
Which is no good,
yeah.
Or you're going to come in here
dragging your butt,
half, you know, half of yourself.
Sometimes that's kind of fun though when someone comes in here half of themselves.
Is it though? You know,
they're just such an easy target all morning.
Oh my gosh, I thought I was going to be half of myself this morning.
Why is that?
Because I was so tired yesterday and I was trying to stay awake. And then I ended up going up to the bed. I was watching news with John, like around 5. I fell asleep.
Mm.
And then I heard the John's phone ringing. And I was like, who in the world is calling so late? And I look at my clock and I go, oh, it's 8:05.
Yeah. Mm.
And so 8:05, now it's 11.
Oh,
and I'm
no.
still awake. And I was like, okay, I'm just going to do it. I drank some...
NyQuil.
Oh
my God.
It put me out within 25 minutes
I'm
or so.
I'm just going to do it. I'm going to have some NyQuil. It's so true. It does knock you out. It's bad, but it's such a crutch. Like, you can get into that whole, like, NyQuil thing.
Well, we had it because when we both had colds a couple weeks ago, and so this morning that clock rang, and I was like, oh no, I need more time.
Oh no. So you slept straight through, though, and then. Well,
and then
what time do you wake up? Like 2:30?
2:45.
Oh, God.
And I was just, I literally pulled myself up to get up.
Well, you seem all right. How do you feel?
I took one of these. I took one of them. These like Pete's Nitro Cold Brew.
Oh my God!
I love buy
right
those
now,
things.
But Vinny, I guarantee you,
uppers, downers.
Yeah, exactly. What am I doing? I'm a drug addict. In 2 hours, I'm going to be shaking. So
I love those things.
They're sad. All
right. Well, that'll be super fun for the secret show we're doing today.
All right.
Yikes. Okay, I'm going to hop into the celebrity trash here. Did you get a winner already for the Queen tickets?
I sure did, Sarah. Thank you so much. It's Stacy in Castro Valley.
All right, congratulations, Stacy. Are we going to have these tickets all week?
Well, today's already Tuesday, I believe, Tuesday through Friday, yes.
Okay, great.
Any more questions?
No. Do you have any more answers?
Only if you have questions.
All right. Katy Perry. And
you know what Hooman said? He goes, well, I escaped that break without saying a word.
Oh. How's Todd, buddy?
Todd.
He's good.
You talked to him yesterday?
No, I'm hoping to talk to him today.
All right.
Wow. I'm praying. Thank
do you
so
have
much.
Do you have expectation or some kind of expected response from him or like some progress expected?
Well, if I'm to be pragmatic and realistic, he'll probably be like everyone else, be like, "Well, kid, you know, I like you, but this and this and this." But, you know, I have to have faith. Mm-hmm. I've been praying about it a lot, and I'm hopeful that he's going to say, you know what? Let's do this. Like, let's figure out a
Jesus
way to make
Jesus say
this
yes.
Happen.
Oh, nobody so he hasn't. No. So he's thinking about whether he wants to help you. He hasn't gone out to try and help you and is expected to come back with some, like, offer of, here's what I was able to find.
No, no. Like, he could literally, like, just lift his index finger 1 millimeter in the whole world.
Oh,
like, you know
really?
How the Pharaoh used to do it in the old movies. You could rise, just lift your index finger up.
So he's got
like
the
this.
Whole world in his hand.
He does, see. Yeah. He's pretty good.
So this is a matter of him deciding whether he wants to help you or not. And hopefully
yeah,
he says yes today.
Mm. Yes.
Oh, there's a lot riding on today's meeting.
Today's the day.
What time do you hope to talk to him?
Sometime this afternoon. Hopefully around 2 or 2.
Oh, God, get Todd on the phone. So exciting.
Do you want us to call for you and just put an extra word, a good word for you? Recommend.
We're like all quality people. We'll be all around.
Let's
like,
call
look,
him right
look
now.
Let's
call him.
He's
do
probably
it.
Sleeping. He's traveling. He's, you know.
He's man of the world. He's
yeah.
Well,
oh, I love this song.
In his hands, he's got the whole world. In his hands, he's got the whole world.
God, I haven't heard this since Sunday school.
Todd's got the whole world in his hand.
Let's bring. Can we add this to the Friday montage,
and
please?
Sisters.
Oh, I didn't even know the rest.
Oh, Hans.
You and me, sister.
Oh, yeah. That's what it is.
In his hand.
Who the hell is this singing?
That's a good. I like that version. I'm very. It's very soulful.
Untitled.
Kate Bush.
No.
Anyway, we had some big fires here. In the last few weeks.
Yeah.
Katy Perry was part of the One Love Malibu benefit concert, raising money for people affected by one of the fires down south. And the festivities included auctioning off some items. And one of the items was a lunch and a motorcycle ride with her boyfriend, Orlando Bloom. Because they are, in fact, back on.
She's confirmed that?
Oh, they're
she's
back
like,
together.
This is my boyfriend.
Well, she actually said she seemed to have a little bit of mixed feelings from the beginning of this thing. She told the crowd, "When you're on the motorcycle with him, you're holding him in a way that I am not excited about. Like, as in, when you're on the motorcycle with him, I'm not going to be psyched. You're touching his.
Oh,
you're holding his pecs and his six pack, and it's so glorious." So, a woman named Laura bid $20,000.
Oh, wow.
And it seemed like that was going to take it. That was actually, though, the starting bid. So I don't know if she
that
jumped.
That was like the opening bid, 20 grand?
20 grand was the opening bid. One person went, all right, I'll pay that. And then no one was bidding it up. So Katy said, Laura, I'm sorry. I'm buying it for $50,000.
Oh, she just squashed that.
She just squashed
just
it.
Just over.
Dude, well, I saw that coming a mile.
She wanted to make she wanted it to go for more than 20 grand, I'm sure. And she wanted to raise money, and so she wanted to make sure that the contribution was big. And they weren't getting any other. I'm sure she wanted it to seem competitive.
Do you have any idea, and maybe you don't, What is her deal with Amazon? Right now, there are commercials. Have you seen the commercial with the lips singing her Christmas song?
No, I haven't. Oh, that new cozy for Christmas?
Yes, but it's an exclusive Amazon thing.
Oh. That song is an exclusive Amazon thing?
I think so, yeah. So the advertisement is Amazon, and it's her singing. It's very Katy Perry cartoonish.
This is an ad?
This is the ad. Look at it. You haven't seen that?
No.
Anyway.
It's a floating. This is weird.
They're floating
weird.
Lips. It's very cartoonish. It's kind of psychedelic, but.
So it's just a single, Bryn?
Yeah, I think so. And yeah. I think that she's like. Amazon paid her?
I guess so.
Right. Mm-hmm. That song we debuted is just Amazon exclusive.
So, oh, yeah. Well, there it is. That's exactly it. Then it looks like there's another one, too.
She is a. Between her American Idol stuff and this, like, she's just finding money everywhere she looks.
She is. In fact, she, you know, I think we just did a list where she was the highest paid female musician last year.
Good for her.
I know. It's great. Anyway,
she started on the Warped Tour. Did you know that?
Did she?
Yeah, she was like a Warped Tour artist.
I remember hearing, like, early live stuff from her that I was like, she's pretty great. Like, right when that first Kiss the Girls, that was that, like, her first hit?
Uh-huh.
A friend of mine was like, I've loved this chick for a while. Mm. Listen to this stuff. And I was like, oh, she's pretty great. Anyway, they've raised, it looks like, about $1 million. I'm not sure what just happened.
Your microphone just hit you?
In the mouth.
YouTube. There are still people making solid money on there.
Is that right?
Yeah. We had heard recently that because they changed all the rules that people were not making that kind of money anymore, but no.
Well, yeah, we had the murder. Did someone get killed,
yes.
Or was it
the YouTuber, the lady came.
Well, she killed herself,
drove
but did
up
she
here.
Kill anybody else?
Well, she was trying to, right?
Yes,
didn't she go
I think
with...
there was threatening letter or something.
Right.
Well, maybe she showed up at the campus here.
Yeah.
And opened fire. I just don't know if anyone... I don't remember if she had killed anyone.
Yeah, I don't remember exactly what happened with that. It's just, you know, all the shootings and everything else blur together.
Right.
So number 10 on the top earners list for 2018 is, number 10 is Logan Paul. He made $14.5 million. Mm. You know, I don't even know what he does. His income from videos took a hit, but loyal fans, because actually I think it was his brother
his brother's name is Jake Paul.
Yeah, and he's like the second highest earner.
So I have so number 10, Logan Paul, $14.5 million, despite the follow-up from his Suicide Forest video. Do you remember that?
Yeah, he was in Japan, right?
Yeah.
He was making light of this place where they all go and I can't remember.
Oh, the forest. You're right. Where people go and
kill themselves.
Yeah.
PewDiePie was number 9. He made another $15.5 million. And he had a scandal, too. There was
multiple
a rash
scandals.
Of anti-Semitic videos. Advertisers have come back and shelled out up to $450,000 for a sponsored video. Jake Septic's Eye. He made $16 million. He's a foul-mouthed, energetic man by the name of Sean McLaughlin. That's what they're saying here. Mm-hmm. He's the most popular YouTuber in Ireland, thanks to his colorful video game commentary. It's another guy like PewDiePie.
Oh.
He did a series for Disney. He's developing exclusive content for some live streaming platform called Twitch. Number 7 is made $17 million. It's a... I'm not talking to you.
I found something.
No. I'm not talking to you. You, lady. God, go back to sleep. It's called Vanos Gaming. They say it's a gamer named Evan Fong plays mainstream titles like Call of Duty and Assassin's Creed. On the side, he's launching a hip-hop career, but it's sitting on the couch playing video games. It made him $17 million.
Dang.
There's... Markiplier, $17.5 million. He's a Hawaii native, plays games all day. These are all gamers. And then there's someone at number 5 named Jeffree Star. Jeffree is, dressed as a woman in this picture, so I'm not sure exactly what his deal is.
He, I believe, has a cosmetic line.
Oh.
But also lots of tattoos and blunt-cut blonde hair. Huh. Very pretty. Reinvented himself as a beauty mogul. I guess he's been, he's a makeup artist famous since the MySpace era. Jeffree Star Cosmetics, they say that sells 100 million plus of eyeshadow, lipstick, and highlighters annually. And just on YouTube alone, 18 mm-hmm. million bucks.
Wow.
I know. Dan TDM made 18. I want to sneeze. Oh, no.
It didn't come out.
No, $18.5 million for, let's see. His name is Dan Middleton. He's a British gamer. He specializes in Minecraft. Dude Perfect made $20 million. It's a five-man sports crew. Kobe and Corey Cotton, Garrett Hilbert, Cody Jones, and Tyler Toney. They specialize in feats of dexterity and intricate trick shots like hurling ping pong balls that trigger domino falls of Oreos. They've gotten like 175 million views, and they made
I've seen a couple of those.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
$20 million. Jake Paul made $21.5 million. He's number two on this list. He's the younger brother of this that Logan dude.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying he's got a merchandising business as well. More than 3.5 billion views of his rap songs and goofy pranks. And he made $21.5 million. Yet he is just a dork, man. I've seen some of his stuff. I'm like, why? And number one, with $22 million in earnings, Ryan Toys Review. 7 years old.
That's the little boy. Yep. I've watched a million of those.
Well, you're a contributor. They're saying he's got 17 million followers, and his latest mini mogul move is a line of collectibles and more that now sells at Walmart.
This is his parents who've done this for him.
Look at them. They made $22 million last year.
Yep.
And there they are standing behind him like, yeah, keep going. Review those toys, kid. Mm-hmm. So that's your top earners.
That's trippy. The whole YouTube toys thing is a trip.
Yeah.
Especially the secret eggs and all the...
Those are amazing. Like, I didn't know anything about that, but your daughter's into those. And...
There's a lady... And she does say, like, remember, kids, your parents need to be with you because you can't have scissors by yourself. Now, we're going to cut squishy things open. And then she takes these squishy things and cuts them open to see what's inside.
Mm. Like, what kind of squishy things?
I don't know how to explain it. I don't know where she finds them, but they're like...
Is it like Nerfy material?
No, well, that's the thing. So some of them are sort of gel-like...
Mm-hmm. So you're saying they're just a shape that's filled with something squishy and
they're super bright colored, so they look almost candy-like, and I don't know what the get-off is at all. I don't get it.
Well,
but my kid will hit play on them and watch this lady. You're only seeing her hands, really, but her hands are, look at this. Okay, let's cut it open.
Funny.
And there's a person making money.
There's those foam ones too, right? Like people have this like squishy. I've seen there's all kinds of sort of like tactile things that you're watching other people do that seem to be making big money on.
Right.
We got to figure something out, you guys.
I agree.
You know, let's play with squishy things on YouTube.
I thought we were doing our something. Like this is our something. We figured something out.
Is it our radio show?
Yeah, but we're making
17 million bucks. Oh my God. We need a hug, you guys.
I thought we were doing the thing we figured
out.
We're
not.
This is just our day job.
All right.
Oh my God. All right. It's 6:26, and it's time for me to take a break here. What's coming up in the news?
Storm Watch.
Oh my goodness.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I want to mention it now because we have so much going on, but we really need some spring interns. So if you can do the second semester as an internship here at the Alice, we'd love to have you.
Yeah.
It's a good opportunity. You'll learn a ton. We'll pay you. You got to get college credit and you have to be over 18. Send a cover letter and a resume to uzette@radioalice.com. The letter UZETTE.
I was talking to Faith's instructor yesterday.
One of our current interns.
And he was very nice, and he was asking all the things that she's learning. He's like, wow, really? Whoa, that's great. How did she learn that? Wow, you guys taught her how to do that?
Yes, these two are good.
Yeah. And Britta.
And Britta's great.
Britta, our Tuesday, Thursday, yeah. She's amazing. She's all alone doing everything.
I know, and she has been the whole time. Like, it seems like she... Didn't have a second.
She had Daniel
with her.
Was with her for a couple weeks, and then we hired him.
And that's the other thing. Not only do we hire some of our old interns, there's five stations in this building, and then there's a whole radio community. Like, there are so many of our old interns mm-hmm. who have populated the new face of radio mm-hmm. in San Francisco. It's awesome.
We have two of our board ops that are actually going to go interview this week with another station.
Oh,
here in the building.
How exciting!
Oh, in the building.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because I was just about to torpedo them.
Well, I want to keep them, but I also don't want to keep them from their dreams.
Absolutely.
No, of course not.
All right, so send it to usette@radioalice.com.
What's up, everyone? This House Report is brought to you by the Lot City Center, where the neighborhood plays. The Lot Cinema and Restaurant offers a chef-driven menu, craft beverages, and plush reclining chairs at each of their 10 luxury screens. TheLotEnt.com. The Lot... ENT.com. Here's what's happening.
All right, I'm ready.
Today is National Cookie Day.
Oh.
So.
I'm happy to hear that.
Oh, you are?
I love cookies.
Well, everyone does, but.
What's your favorite cookie? Right now.
The
go.
Chocolate chip.
Just any chocolate chip cookie.
No, chocolate chip oatmeal. I shouldn't chime in.
Why shouldn't you chime in?
Because I didn't want to, like, you know, trump just the regular cookie.
Oh.
What? Minus peanut butter.
Oh, I love peanut butter.
Whatever just happened,
I don't know. I'm not sure what it was.
So weird, but okay. Is Todd on the phone? I don't understand.
I just saw what Todd looked like, by the way.
Oh, how is he?
I go, he looks like a very kind man.
Oh, does he?
Yes.
Oh, good. Oh, good. Well, then hopefully today around 2 o'clock things will go well.
Mm-hmm.
And Olive will finally have wings.
Oh, fly away,
the
Olive.
The bat signal up to L.A.
Yeah.
Anyway, National Cookie Day. I like all the cookies, by the way. Peanut butter cookies are awesome. Can't be beat.
Yeah.
I like my cookies with milk.
I know
and
you
I'm
do
a
like
dunker.
A Chips Ahoy.
And I can honestly tell you, among the things I can't get enough of, no, I can actually because I'm getting fat, but I do enjoy sitting down with my daughter and sharing a glass of milk and dunking cookies together.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the awesome moment. And then I'm like, all right, get out of here. Go talk to your mom.
I'm about to have a sugar shock and then a crash.
Or I'm going to get five more of these.
Right. But I won't even get into it. Mm-hmm. So the Eagles won last night, everyone, in Monday
Congrats.
Night football. I just got to, it was Philly.
Sure.
You know, we were there. The Sarah and Vinny show started there.
Did it say?
They beat the Washington Redskins. I watched it.
Oh, did you?
Yes, I was enjoying that. It was good.
Great.
So go Eagles. Because the 49ers certainly aren't going anywhere.
And I think that Entercom is based in Philly, or at least some
they are.
Okay, well, then there you go. I know that when the Eagles and the Pats were in the Super Bowl, David Field was all over me.
Oh, was he?
Just giving me crap about it. And then, of course, when the Eagles won.
Right.
You know, that was a hard pill to swallow because he rubbed it in.
Right now, we probably haven't spent enough time on it, but I just want to mention real quick that former President George H.W. Bush, the ceremonies are on. I believe the final state funeral is tomorrow in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
I got here that Prince Charles will attend the funeral in place of his mother, Queen Elizabeth II.
She is very old.
Yes. So anyway, that continues.
They were saying on the news that since it's a day of observance that the federal buildings are closed.
Yeah,
tomorrow.
I think
the market's closed too.
Yes, it is.
There's like a whole thing.
It is. Mm-hmm.
National Day of Mourning.
Yeah. It's a very big deal.
It is.
I was told we were going to already have rain on the way in today, but didn't see any.
Yeah.
So they're do storm
later.
Watch. December 2018. It's on.
What does it look like, Vinny?
Well, I'm seeing Vinny. Do you have the temps or you want me to tell you?
Go ahead.
My app says, so in San Francisco at least, 20 at 2 p.m., 60% chance. And then it goes up to 90%, not till late this evening, 10, 11, midnight.
But it
so
could be
overnight.
Kind of messy for the commute if it
tomorrow.
Starts raining. Oh, this is tomorrow?
Yeah, I don't think the rain is going to happen.
It's not going to be as bad as originally predicted.
Yeah, good.
Dry conditions by Friday, however the rain ends up showing, we'll be back in a dry pattern on Friday. The snow is going to fall, though. So that's the good news, as Tahoe's expecting more snow I'll let you know what the totals look like as they come through. It's great news.
It is.
I hope it continues.
All the snow.
Yeah, it's cold.
We need
it.
We're
right
due
now.
For like an epic winter.
Yeah.
It's been a long time.
The latest update in the campfire death toll, it looks like it's at 85.
My
and
God.
There are still 11 people missing. If you remember at one point, the absurd number of like 1,300 people missing.
Right.
Was due to miscommunication, chaos, confusion, all of the above caused the number to be...
But they've narrowed it down now. People have been accounted
for.
Yes.
So we now have 11 still missing, and the search is obviously slow going.
That is an unbelievable death toll. It's
yes.
so awful.
As they go through the ash. And this story
what
continues as
a job that must be.
San Francisco has its own Leaning Tower.
Yes, we do.
Hey.
It's called the Millennium Tower. Homeowners have proposed a $100 million solution to the sinking problem that has made national and international
the
news.
The homeowners have come up with this.
Well,
that's too inexpensive of a price. It's already they know it's going to be $250 million.
They're saying in order to shore up the 58-story building, they want to drill 50 new piles down to bedrock. It'll cost $100 million to fix. Engineers have come up with this plan, they say. So if you remember, Salesforce Building has its own Twitter and tweeted, "Down to bedrock, baby," as news was breaking that this building is leaning over.
Yeah.
I have the... Hold on one second.
It's not funny at all.
San Francisco's Leaning Tower settled 18 inches and is leaning 14 inches to the west.
Oh, my God.
The flawed building has sparked multiple lawsuits from residents who are saying that I paid for a luxury
and my windows are popping out. I can't close my cabinets and this marble rolls down and crashes into the opposite wall. It's unreal.
I have a question.
They do say they have high confidence in the engineers who designed the retrofit and look forward to working with the city and county in fixing the building's
problems.
Are
they going to crank the thing back over?
No. That's not the question. The question is, who's picking up the tab for the 100 mil? Is it us?
It better not be us. Absolutely not.
You have to imagine that whoever the
builder is.
Yeah, whoever they are, it's their problem, right?
Wrong.
Well, it should be their problem. And frankly, they're, you know, if it's this or a lawsuit, although I'm sure there's lawsuits too, you know, it comes down to the San Francisco Planning Board too. Somebody okayed this. Somebody saw that didn't go down to bedrock and said, okay, I'll sign off on that. So I don't know whose palms got greased, but there is something super stinky here. And somebody should be in jail over this.
That's right.
One of the city's flashiest luxury condo buildings opened in April of 2009. The Millennium at 301 Mission Street. It's become notorious internationally as the past 2 years it's leaned. And
yeah, this is what we want to be known for.
Mm-hmm. Mission Street Development, that's the tower's original developer, has agreed to perform and warrant the retrofit, which would eventually be paid for by a settlement reached in ongoing confidential mediation. I don't know how that...
That means our tax dollars are going to pay for that.
I don't know.
Confident... You know what? If it was all on the up and up, they'd be transparent. They'd let all of us know what's going on. I mean, we all live in the city. We're all affected by it.
That building might fall on all of us.
But somebody, dude, I know we're paying for this. I know it.
Don't say that.
Bunch of rich people. That's how they get away with this.
Let the little people pay for it.
Let the peasants pay for it.
The little people.
Dear God, I care. About the little
I care people. About the little people.
Not like Les Moonves.
Please God. I wonder if Julie will be sending her a Christmas card. No? Probably not, right?
I don't think so.
Right. So the PC culture thing has caught us all off at one point or another, right? I mean, whether it's
Absolutely.
Sitting Indian style and then you're like, you don't say that. Oh, okay.
Sorry. Or
many number of things where you just find yourself going, but that's, I never even thought about that.
Yep.
What?
Exactly.
All right. So we don't
say
that
anymore.
Did you say
the other word about it? Was, the other day it was like gypsy. You know, you can't say you gypped someone.
Yeah.
It's, you know,
oh, you can't say gyp anymore?
No. I mean the gypsies.
Come What Gypsies can you say? Offended. Can you say any? How about if we dress for Cinco de Mayo as a bunch of, like, you know, like in Mexican outfits? Is that okay? Like,
no, you're not mad about that. People are mad. You can't do that.
The sombreros.
Yeah, nope. Yeah. That's racist.
Cultural appropriation for fun.
No mariachi.
What
outfits.
Are we, a joke to you, human?
Yeah.
No, we're celebrating your beautiful costumes and your culture. God forbid.
Vegans get offended easily, as you might know.
Yes, they
They're
do.
They're very upset with everything.
I love this. This is actually, and I'm not against this either. I actually think a few of these sayings are obnoxious.
Okay, let's hear it.
And we've said it here on the show, and I'm like,
and these are vegans that are mad about this?
8 terms that are offensive to vegans and alternatives that they've offered up.
Okay.
So here's the one that always, I don't like this one. And I'm not even a huge cat fan, but there's more than one way to skin a cat. It's not a saying, like, who skins cats?
I know. You don't really think about it, though. You know,
that doesn't bother me one bit.
It means there's more than one way.
It bothers me. It's disgusting.
Well, he pictures a skinned cat. It's just, you know.
No one's talking about a cat when they use that term.
They're talking about other ways to do things.
That's exactly right.
But it is an expression that if you're not into skinning animals, might upset. I can see why the vegans don't
I'm
like
not
that.
Into skinning animals, and I'm okay with that
How
term.
About running
believe
away?
It or not, everyone. Do you believe it? I said it.
Running around like a chicken with your head cut off.
Vegans would suggest there's more than one way to peel a potato.
Oh. There I'm is not, more
no,
than one
I'm
way.
I'm not saying peel a potato.
That's yes, stupid. You are.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
Oh, my God. I say that the whole conversation, everyone's going to look at me
show
like,
right
oh,
now.
That's dumb.
Hope Todd never calls.
Because I didn't skin a cat.
Don't say it anymore.
Instead of take the bull by the horns.
What's wrong with that?
It's mean, I guess.
Bulls don't like it.
No, I don't care about that one, but take the flower by the thorns, they suggest.
That's dumb.
No, that is dumb.
And so is peel a potato. I keep going.
I don't mind that one. Kill two birds with one stone.
I like the two birds. I say that all the time.
I say that every day.
Yeah.
You do?
Absolutely.
Sure.
Let's kill a couple birds with one stone. Let's kill 10 birds with one stone.
Yeah. You just get a couple things done at once. I'm going to figure out a way to just make everything more efficient.
How about feed two birds with one scone?
Scone.
Oh my God.
They're adorable.
If you
these people are adorable.
No one say any of these terms to me ever.
I'm doing it.
Please, no one. All
I'm
right.
going to do it. I'm adopting each of these so far.
Don't. No, you're not.
More than
not.
One way to peel a potato.
Please.
Feed two birds with one scone.
After this break, you won't remember any of these.
That is true, Yuzette. But it seems to be bothering Hooman, so I'm going to keep going with it.
Instead of beating a dead horse.
Oh, I'm saying that. I'm saying
don't
that.
Don't say that.
It's already dead.
The theme of this show, beating a dead horse.
That's all
we kill
do.
The horse every day and then beat it all morning long.
There's not 99 people in one room.
Instead of beating a dead horse, they suggest feeding a fed horse.
That doesn't even mean the same thing.
They're overfeeding.
Yeah,
that's a bad thing. It's already fed. I'm offended by that one.
But that's what they're saying. Like, it's you know, when
is that what they're saying?
Possibly.
I think they're promoting obesity. The horse is dead and you're now beating it, and the horse is fed, you're now feeding it.
Yeah,
it's the same.
I like it.
They're the same.
I don't like it.
Feeding a fed horse.
They're promoting obesity for animals. Not
good. Yeah, I agree with what Hooman just said.
Thank you. I don't want a bunch of fat animals running around.
Oh, God, I hate fat animals.
Hooman, have a cookie, would you? It's National Cookie Day. Take it easy.
Yeah, let's all.
You're going to be
me? What about you guys?
What?
Feed you guys should take it easy too.
We should all get some cookies. I think we'd all be a little happier.
Get some what?
Some cookies.
Oh.
Obviously. Wow. There's really good peanut butter cookies over at the roastery. Let's get those.
All right. Anyway, what else is on
I
that
I don't
list?
Want a cookie.
Oh, yeah, you
no,
do.
No, thanks.
You do.
No, I do not.
I'll get you a brownie then.
Don't.
He's
going to
put
it
under the dog poo in the trash.
I can't. I can't do it.
You can. It's Christmas time. I You're even had to. Anyway.
I, well, no, but that's the thing. I was supposed to train for a half marathon.
Yeah, that's not happening.
It's not.
No.
I can't do it right now.
No.
Did you see the post your roommate put up the other day about you?
What was it?
All right. Well, I don't know if I'm supposed to out anyone, but I read it last night and I just couldn't stop laughing. And I'm like, Hooman, do you bring this up on the air or do you bring it up off the air?
Well, it sounds like you've just brought it up on the air.
And now that you've made that decision, let's hear the post.
So she put up a story, and it says, my daughter Isla just ran up to me and said about her father, Mom, Dad keeps telling me to calm down. He's not letting me have any fun, and he won't let me hydrate.
Right. Does she mean something else?
She means something else, yeah.
What so, does she mean?
No, that was one of those things where it's coming on night evening time, yes. And I'm like, look, take the bleep show somewhere else. I got to go to bed in like 15 minutes. I need you to calm down.
Right.
And that was her response. She went and whispered to her mom that she's not, I don't think she knows what hydrate means. Oh, that's the problem. So
I thought it was either, you know, it's too late for a bath or you can't drink water before bed because then you might pee in the bed.
Right.
I don't know what she thought hydrate meant. I never...
Well, let me hydrate.
I shined that. I just was like, look, I got to go to bed. It's 8 o'clock.
I'm a grown person. Oh, my God, 8 o'clock.
And I got to go to bed at 8 o'clock. Well, I know you're already asleep for 30 minutes, right?
Oh, my God. Well, I'm close to it. I'm in bed at 7:30 or I'm freaking out.
Right. Me too. And so you can imagine.
I can. I can. I wouldn't let her hydrate either. Go hydrate somewhere else.
Where's our text? Funny. Our text number is. Anyway, nothing happened from that Who Man, so you don't have to worry.
It's just cute.
Are there any more on that list of things I'm not going to like?
Yeah. Instead of saying, opened a can of worms, you say, you opened Pandora's box. Instead of saying, be the guinea pig, say, be the test tube.
No.
Instead of, you let the cat out of the bag.
Yes.
Why can't we release cats? I would think they'd be into that.
Why'd you trap it in the first place?
Because it's fun. Because
it's a feral cat and we're trying to spay and neuter it. That's why.
Yeah, that's why. Oh, yeah. Oh, nice. Good job.
Thank you.
Legit answer.
I like it. What's their alternative for that one?
You spilled the beans.
Oh.
You spilled the beans? You let the cat out of the bag?
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Our text number is 800-400. 650 says, I teach fourth grade. 80% of my students want to be professional YouTubers when they grow up.
Oh, my God.
That's from your story earlier about how much money can be made by professional YouTubing.
I need to make that money.
510 says, for the YouTube shooting from someone who was there, no one died, but several were injured.
Okay.
So the lady died, though, right?
Right.
Yes.
I think three were injured, one critically, and then she killed herself.
Right. I'm going to a concert tonight, Nine Inch Nails, and I took Wednesday off of work. I knew I wouldn't enjoy myself if I had to get up at 5:30 the next day. And so I said, bleep it, and took a vacation day. Better than calling in like everyone else does, I figure.
It's got to be done.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and you want to go to Nine Inch Nails and just rage. That's going to be a rock show.
You do. It's true.
You seen them before?
No,
well,
I haven't.
It's him, but I mean, you know.
I have.
So good. I saw them in the first Lollapalooza when he only had the one album. Head Like a Hole was the one song, right?
Yeah.
Head Like a Hole.
Black as your soul.
I'd rather die
than give you control.
Bow down
for the one you serve.
No, that's not
like
it.
This one. I like this one.
Play, 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 play.
This is not it.
This whole... Black
hey,
soul.
Coming up in the Celebrity Trash.
Turn it up. Control.
Lindsay Lohan.
Bow down before.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.